Last week saw the opening of a major exhibition devoted to the 14th century King and Emperor Charles IV at Prague Castle. It brings together priceless works from dozens of museums in 15 countries and covers not only the reign of Charles IV himself, but the whole period when the Luxembourg dynasty ruled the Czech lands in the 14th and 15th centuries. But some objects from that time were simply too large to be transported to Prague Castle. They're on show at a separate exhibition at the National Museum's Lapidarium, or Depository of Stone Sculpture, in Prague 7. Pavla Horáková was at the opening.
Dancers in colourful period costumes opened the exhibition entitled Mute Witnesses of the Luxembourg Rule at Prague's Lapidarium. And indeed, most of the exhibits are sculptures and statues, many of them the originals of works that can be seen around the centre of Prague. Dana Stehlíková is the curator of the exhibition.
This exhibition is addition to the main exhibition of Luxembourg Gothic on the Prague Castle, so we can show here all the sculptures or statues, stone, which cannot move to the Prague Castle. So, for example, the main statues from the Charles Bridge Tower are the portrait statues of Charles IV and his son, Wenceslas IV, and the saints.
On display are also the well-known busts of Charles IV's four wives and several noblemen and clergymen of the time, as well as restored fragments of Charles IV's burial shroud. But Dana Stehlíková says the most precious exhibits are much more humble.
I suppose it can be the oldest dated tombstone of the Jewish cemetery in Prague. This cemetery was one of the oldest in the whole Central Europe. It was founded by the King Přemysl Otakar II in 1254. And all the Jews from all the country ought to be buried here in Prague. And we didn't know about that we have so old tombstones because we cannot understand Hebraic letters. And so for us is a great discovery. And the second one is just a head of statue from the monastery of Cistercians in Zbraslav near Prague. It was one of the largest churches and monasteries and the royal necropole. And this is the only one which remained.
The venue of the exhibition, the Stoneworks Depository, was opened 100 years ago at the Trade Fairgrounds in Holešovice. You can visit it all year round to see the originals of precious sculptural works, which, if left outside, could be damaged by vandals or could suffer in the city's polluted air.
Thanks, Pavla. And those of you who'll be in Prague sometime in the next 6 or 7 months should stop by the Lapidarium. The exhibition lasts until September 30th.